What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Today featuring the music off the new album by Ika Mouse. The album's called Unique, and the big man himself is here with us today in the studio. How are you?
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm mousing around Boston, Checking out stuff.
First, start off talking about this album. The album's called Unique. It's amazing. And about that song, Rude Boys Afar.
Yeah, a lot of guys, you know, like, from different Caribbean islands, a different part of the world, you know. They just want to come to America and sell drugs and think that's all, you know. So I try to tell them that that's not all, you know. You got more stuff to it, you know. Yeah, you know, because, you know, like, it don't worth it, you know.
And about the other track that we play that I love is Border Patrol. And is that it? Is that from personal experiences? Or
it's just like all border throughout the world. Tijuana border, European border, every border, you know? Yeah, border patrol.
Canadian border.
Every border in the world.
Where were you bothered at the Canadian border? It wouldn't have happened to have been Detroit.
Vancouver. You know? Yeah, Vancouver. Very cool. They love the mouth now.
They never kept you for long?
Well, they make a miss my show in San Francisco, you know, and I got to go the next day, you know. It was cool. Yeah, because they felt like, well, how comes I'm not in Jamaica often? So I said, well, I own this country. I work often, you know. Immigrants build this country. I was here a long time ago, like a couple hundred years ago. Like when they take us from Africa and we came to Europe. I was in New Orleans. And they said, Mark, we ain't got no space here. Go to Jamaica. And check them snakes and stuff. It's cool. I was here before. I come through Miami several times, you know? And they always like take off my left shoes and run into the computer, search my bag and stuff like that. But it's cool. I'm in America. I own this town. I'm the president. They can't stop me.
You live in Jamaica?
Yeah, I live in Jamaica.
Uh-huh. But you're touring lots and lots now.
Oh, yeah. Check out the States, huh?
Oh, you're just right across the States. Are you going anywhere else in the world?
We're supposed to go to like Europe and Japan soon, you know?
How about a story?
Yeah, I got an interesting story. About like 4 days ago, we were driving on the highway and the front wheel broke.
On the bus.
On the bus. Oof. And I saw the bus crashing.
And you were on the bus, obviously.
Yeah, so we are crashing the banking and stuff, but you know, we are escape on earth, you know.
You look fine. You look okay.
Yeah, but I was kind of scared, you know, because I saw death at that time, you know, but like they say, mouth, not now, next time.
You collaborate a lot with a lot of other musicians, like Daddy-O from Stetsasonic on the first track of the album.
Yeah.
You're the only one I need. And have you collaborated? Do you collaborate much with other?
Well, they say they like the Ika Mouse style, you know, and they want to work with Ika Mouse. So I say, yeah, it's cool. I want to learn stuff too, you know, so we just, you know, do stuff, you know?
Yeah, it works out both. Yeah. It works out really well for both. You can come out with a great song.
I mean, it's cool.
Any interest in working with any other kinds of music?
Yeah, but I just take it as it comes, you know, because next time you may hear you come up doing a country and western like cover, you know, out in the West Texas, town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. It's cool. I love music, you know.
And you did a Led Zeppelin song, Dire Maker.
Yeah.
Which is on the new album.
This guy named Matt Robinson, you know, he's also a producer of mine, you know. And he was saying, Mouse, I got this killer song I wanted to hear, you know. And it's an old Led Zeppelin classic, you know. So I said, okay, I want to hear it. And the first time I wrote it, I like it, you know. It was like, it's the reggae, but like it was ahead of its time, you know. I could do something with that. I could mouse around it. And it was cool, you know.
And you did. You moused what?
Yeah.
That song.
Yeah, people love it, you know.
You try to keep each show a little bit unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the old concept, you know, to the mouse. It's 5.5 billion in one, you know? So it's just like, I gotta be unique, you know? It's like different costumes. Sometimes I'm like an Indian or a Maasai or a rock and roller or a pirate, you know? Let's come check out the mouse tonight, you know? Because it's obviously, like when I'm on stage, I'm Ika Mouse, you know?
You're not gonna let out any secrets tonight.
No, they gotta come see the stuff.
We'll get another song on live from Reggae Sunsplash in Jamaica.
Yeah, Montego Bay.
And this song, I guess you've had a little problem getting on the radio.
Yeah, because when they first hear about the Virgin Girls song, they were saying that, well, it kind of sounds smutty. So I said, well, it can't be smutty because the Virgin Mary had a baby boy. And they said, well, it's cool then.
The song's called Ganja Smuggling. The man himself, the mouse, is here in the studio with us. Let's talk now about audience, how audiences respond. You know, how does that feel to you on stage, and how does that reflect upon your show?
Well, you got certain audience, you come on stage, they get crazy, you know? You got some audience like the more conservative, they're just like cool, but they're raving inside, you know? You know, but it's like, even when I go to a show sometime, you know, maybe I don't like shout and stuff, but you know, I'm shouting inside.
Do you go to a lot of shows? You see a lot of bands?
Yeah. I'm into music, and I'm into rock and roll, pop, country and western, soul, you know? I love music, you know?
Can you pick up a lot of country and western and rock music in Jamaica? Because I know the popular thing now there is...
Yeah, because in the 60s, we get all them styles, like Marty Robbins and Nat King Cole and them guys, you know, like Beakers, you know, in the early 60s, you know? Play like every day on the radio, you know, at that time, you know?
Well, what about the Jamaican radio nowadays?
They got one more radio station called Irie FM, you know? And they're playing the reggae music pretty a lot now, you know?
Is it the dance hall reggae or is it the roots or what?
I mean, they're playing both sides, you know?
Oh, that's excellent. Mm-hmm. And what about your style?
No, well, he come out just a singer, you know? But just sing with a different style. Like when some singers are singing, they say like, la, la, whoa, one, yeah, yeah. But he come out, he just say, ban, ban, little day. It's like, down in the ghetto is where I grow. Pain and tribulation, all I know. Mommy and daddy, all of us so poor. Bang, giddy, making, bang, ding, dong, ding, me in. Bang, dong, ding, me in. It's like an additional instrument.
Oh, that's a bonus just for being here.
It's cool.
How do you go about your writing of songs? You just...
Well, it just come natural, you know?
Do you have to lock yourself in a...
No, never think about it. It just come natural.
You just sit down one day and...
You know, it's just like this song from a new album. It's called The Children Play.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I was with this producer guy called John Rivers, you know? And his brother got a 5-year-old kid. And he was riding his bicycle all over my boots and laughing, you know? And his dad was like, hey, leave you come out alone. I said, you know what? Make him play, you know? I just start right from there.
And you just sat down and wrote it down?
Yeah, come natural, you know? You can't think about it.
Well, if you wait too long, do you lose it or does it stick with you? Or?
No, I never lose it, you know?
No, I mean, if you come up with a concept, you have to sit down immediately and write it down?
No, you just try to develop it and sing stuff.
Oh, that's a gift.
And then when you got too much stuff, you just write it down, you know? Well, just make love and not war, you know? Kind of war, nobody benefits.
You look like a peaceful
life,
guy.
You know? But you know them politicians, they got attitudes, all of them guys around the world, you know? We just want to free the people, you know? You just want to free the people worldwide, you know? No dictator stuff. And, you know, because you come up, want to go tour Iraq and Russia and them place, you know? And check out people, you know?
So the politicians with attitudes, they all have attitudes. What about musicians with attitudes?
Yeah, well, I'm cool. I'm not a star,
No, I know. No,
I'm
that's
just like
I'm
a
saying.
Working class, you know?
Yeah, because
I love that, you know?
I have a hard time dealing with the people that are too good to come and do an interview.
No, they can't be too good, you know, because interview make us, you know? And put us out there to the people, you know? But don't forget, I'm the tallest mouse in the world, 6'6" tall. Yeah, come check me out. Yeah, but, you know, I'm in Jamaica, I'm in California. I go to Amsterdam sometimes, check out stuff, you know?
Amsterdam,
survey
cool.
Stuff, you know? That's where the vibe is, you know? I'm just flexible, you know?
The flexible mouse.
Can be back in Boston checking out stuff, you know?
You've been to Boston a bunch of times.
Yeah, I own this town.
You ever?
they got some pretty nice Jamaican restaurant, but we need more, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's got culture, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's got culture, yeah.
But it all closes at 2 o'clock. I mean,
well, I speak to the mayor. The governor. Yes, Mr.
Down.
Governor, come on down now because Mr. Bush is going to be there tonight hanging out with the mouse, talking stuff. They're cool. They like the mouse. Peace on earth, goodwill to all men and women, animals and everybody, you know. Don't love the world, you know. Yeah. Bini, bini, bang, bang, bidi, bang, bang, bidi, bang, bang, bidi, mihin. This is Ikamo House, 6'6" long. Remember, check out Ikamo tonight in Boston. Bidi, bang, bang, bidi, bang, bidi, bang, bang, bidi, bang. I know Ikamo House at the radar station, live. Couple days I survived. It's cool. Dread out.